Ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Ay bobo, welcome to our first Tilimie episode. This is Tilimie's, our bonus episodes that we create in order to really deep dive into a particular topic. So there's sometimes different phrases or language or different things that we use within our episodes that there's just not enough time in the episodes to actually talk about them. So I've decided to create these Tilimie, these like bonus episodes, just to give you a little bit more. For now, I'm kind of creating them as I see there's certain language, certain phrases that need a little bit more context, but feel free to reach out to us, aguacerrito@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out to us if there are particular language or anything that you're really learning about Haitian voodoo that you want me to talk about. Even if I don't have a specific episode, you know, where I can fit it in, I'm happy to do these bonus episodes, these Tilimie episodes. So today's Tilimie, I wanted to take some time to unpack the name of this podcast show, because I think that is one of the questions so far since I've started the show that people have asked me. They're like, Knowledge, how did you come up with the name Agua Cerrito? And so I talked about how the name was inspired to me, how it was received in kind of like a download, sort of speak. And for some time, I actually, you know, on the surface, I'm like, I really don't know what the term means. You know, only the spirits, the laws, my ancestors, they know why they chose this specific name. However, as a voodoo practitioner, you know, and analyzing the word and thinking about, and if we break down linguistically and symbolically those two words and how we connected back to Haitian voodoo, when we think about spirituality, when we think about Haitian voodoo's core theme of liberation and ancestral knowledge, I wanted to take, well, I'm going to call it a wild guess, because we really don't know, right? But I'm going to give you some things in terms of how I perceive what the term means. Now, granted, this is going to be my interpretation. That may not be the right interpretation, but it's kind of what the way I perceive it today. So let's just start by the basic one, right? The basic one that I think is easy for anyone is just using the word agua, right? So we all know that agua, which is Spanish for water. Water is one of these sacred elements, right? So when we think about the elements of air, fire, earth, and water, water holds immense spiritual and symbolic significance in Haitian voodoo, right? So water, right, or agua, is essentially the source of life. We know that our bodies, as human beings, most of our bodies is made of water. Water represents creation. It represents cleansing. It also represents transformations of all the elements. Water can take on many, many different forms, right? It can take on so many different forms and so many different states of being, right? And water represents flow. It represents the flow of energy. And if I think about it from a spiritual lens, it also represents the flow of energy between the visible and invisible worlds, which is, again, a core theology within Haitian Vodou. So if we think about water being the source of life, water being a sort of a sacred element, it connects us to the laws, right? The spirits. It connects us because of its deep tie, its deep connection to nature. So water is a significantly important element. It's really interesting. I forget the actual stat, but I believe there's a stat that says like people can live for so many days without water. I'm sorry, people can live so many days without food, but they can't live, you know, a certain amount of time without water. So water is truly the source of life, right? Water is also a bridge to the ancestral realm. Water is used often in a lot of different rituals. It's used as one of the primary tools, at least in Vodou, to connect with our ancestors and spirit. And so I think it's really important to understand how even bodies of water, right? So if we think about rivers, we think about lakes, we think about oceans, bodies of waters are sacred spaces within Vodou. And they are a bridge, right? Water is a bridge that connects us to specific, to very powerful laws. So I think of a number of laws. I think the ones that people may think off top is like La Sirene, which is a mermaid law, mermaid spirit. You think about Agwe, who's the king of the sea. But there are other laws that are also, that also embody their presence within water. It is not just those specific water spirits. A number of spirits connect to the water element. So water is very, very important, right? I think also water represents the journey of the diaspora, right? The diaspora. When we think about the transatlantic slave trade, and we think about the power of spiritual connection and how people survived the atrocities of that journey, water represents healing and liberation. So water as a sacred element is a very important theme. You see time and time again that is core to the practice. So when I think about Cedito, right? So Cedito is a little bit trickier. On the surface, some people may connect Cedito to crédito, which crédito in Spanish is credit. So sometimes that may be a lens to use it, but I think the Cedito is a little bit more mysterious. When I looked it up, I saw that there may sometimes be used like cedar. Instead of Cedito, I've seen the word cedar, which means to yield or surrender. And so when I think about cedar, I think that is maybe a phonote, you know, like a remixed expression of surrendering to spiritual flow, right? Allowing the divine wisdom to guide us. So even though it's not cedito, it's cedar, cedar can mean surrender. So it can be we're surrendering to one of our most sacred elements, right? That may be one way to interpret agua cedito. Another way could be, a call to kind of ancestral knowledge, right? So cedito can be seen as a metaphorical lens of how we connect with spirit and how it is a calling for us to return to our roots. It's a calling for us to reclaim our tradition, which has been distorted by colonization. So Cedito can be a call to action. You know, it can be a call to action to our most sacred elements, our most sacred ways of being. So if you combine the words, agua cedito can mean it's just a return to source, right? It's a return for us to go back to our roots and reconnect with our ancestors. It can be a return to reclaim all that was taken from us from colonization, and really turn, really in reclaiming Vodou, we empower ourselves, we liberate ourselves, we heal ourselves, right? So we kind of take out, you know, we diffuse, we de-escalate the colonization that is distorted and demonized Vodou and turned it into a tool of liberation, a tool of empowerment. So I feel like there's so many different ways that we can look at how to use the term Agua Cerito, right? I want to go back to the mission of the podcast, right? The mission of the podcast, I call it deconstructing Vodou, right? Our goal is to amplify and educate people on this faith and educate them from a decolonized lens. So to me, you know, if I summarize kind of all of that, I think Agua Cerito can be interpreted as a call, right? It's a call to action. It's a call to honor the life-giving forces of nature, right? And its role within Vodou. I think it's an invitation to liberation. It's an invitation to healing and an invitation to empowerment. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful word, a beautiful phrase. And even though I don't know the exact meaning, I took a stab at what I think it could mean. I think it encapsulates the podcast's mission to demystify and decolonize Vodou. And I ask you and invite you to continue to celebrate Haitian Vodou and continue to be on this journey of spiritual awakening with me through education and through empowerment. That wraps up today's Tea Lumière. We look forward to seeing you soon. For joining us on the Agua Cerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.